Another place where Brexit is aggravating long-standing tensions is Scotland. Remember, in 2015, Scotland narrowly voted to remain part of the UK. Then the next year with Brexit, 62% of Scots voted to remain in the EU, while majorities in England and Wales voted the other way. Joanna Cherry represents Southwest Edinburgh in the British Parliament. Her party, the Scottish National Party, is calling for a second Brexit referendum.
That is to say, if Theresa May is as determined to stand by the deal that she's got as it is, if she can't get her deal through the House of Commons, we think she should take it to the people of the United Kingdom so they have a choice between the deal which she has negotiated and the option of remaining.
And what makes you so confident that another referendum would go differently?
Well, I'm confident that the Scots and the Northern Irish will vote for Remain. I am reasonably confident that the English and the Welsh, unlike last time, will choose Remain this time when they look at the facts. Last time, all sorts of promises were made by the Leave campaign that have proved to be undeliverable. Some of us would say that they were actually lies, but let's just call them undeliverable promises. And I think people should be given a chance to vote in possession of the facts. But it's also very important for your listeners to understand that I'm a member of the Scottish National Party. We're the biggest party in Scotland, and our number one policy is an independent Scotland within the European Union. So if this second EU referendum doesn't happen and the Scots don't get a chance to vote again on staying in the EU, then we have a mandate to hold a second independence referendum in Scotland, and that's what we intend to do.
So if Theresa May comes back next week and says, you know what, just forget the whole Brexit thing, would everything go back to normal? And I know that's kind of an unrealistic scenario, but do you think this whole process may have brought up bad feelings in Scotland that just won't go away that easily now?
Undoubtedly. In 2014, we nearly, those of us who wish to see an independent Scotland, we nearly won the referendum. But we didn't. And one of the main reasons we didn't was that promises were made to the people of Scotland, such as you are an equal partner in the United Kingdom. Well, that has been shown to be untrue, because although the Scots have voted to remain in the European Union, we face being taken out because the bigger country, England, overrides our vote.
You know, we've been following this Brexit story since the beginning, since 2016, and it's still arcane to a lot of us. If there is one thing you want Americans to understand about Brexit, what is it?
What Americans need to understand about Brexit is that the Brexit referendum in 2016 was won in England and Wales on the back of lies. In Scotland and Northern Ireland voted to remain, and their views have been completely overlooked by the Conservative government. And Brexit will probably lead to the breakup of the United Kingdom.
MP Joanna Cherry making the Scotland Brexit connection. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.